For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au.
Let's open in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. We give place to you tonight, Lord, and we are open to the ministry of the Holy Ghost here in our midst, Lord. We thank you for the Word of God, which giveth light to us. We thank you for the gifts of the Spirit. We thank you, Lord, that you have given good things to us, Lord, and we give place to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Covet the best gifts is what we're looking at tonight. Let's start with 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And let's read verses 4 to verse 7 to start with in 1 Corinthians 12. Starting with verses 4 to verse 7. The scripture says, "Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal." So the scripture tells us that there is one Lord, one Holy Ghost who gives the gifts. And there, although there are differences in administrations, there are diversities of operations and diversities of gifts, there is one Lord, one Holy Ghost who gives the gifts. Praise the Lord. So the Holy Ghost has given gifts. And we can see here from verse 7 that the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. So the purpose of the gifts is for the profiting of the church. Praise God. The profiting of the church. Let's look at verses 27 to verse 31. "Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. And God hath set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Have all the gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way." God has given us gifts. Praise the Lord. He's given the gifts to profit in the church. They are to help the body to serve Christ and be edified also. So the scripture says, covet earnestly the best gift. And he has also given roles in the church as well. And he talks about those roles in these verses. So it is God's desire that we want the gifts. In fact, covet earnestly the best gift. So it's definitely something God wants us to covet. He wants us to covet. Now, covet is a strong word. It means strongly desire something. And he wants us to do that earnestly. Earnestly. So covet earnestly the best gifts, the scripture says. "And yet show I unto you a more excellent way." So we understand that it is one Lord who gives the gifts. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. If you covet earnestly the best gifts and you are obedient to the Lord, the Lord can use you. Praise God. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. So that therefore the body to be profited, the body of Christ. Praise God. And he says he covered earnestly the best gifts in verse 31. And the Holy Ghost knows what is best needed at the time. He knows what is best needed and in what circumstance it is best to use this particular gift. So if you go in agreement with the Lord, if you are desirous to do God's will and to be used of the Lord, then he will use you. He will use you to display the gifts. It's up to the Holy Ghost how they are given. It is up to the Holy Ghost how they are used in operation and administration. That is up to the Holy Ghost who governs that. But if we are open to it and obedient to the Lord and desire it, then he will use us in it. But it has to be desired, and we have to be obedient to the Lord. It's got to be desired. If we don't desire it, the Lord won't force us to do anything we don't want to do. But he tells us to covet earnestly the best gifts. And that starts with wanting to be used by the Lord and wanting to be obedient to the Lord, you see, to be open to being led by the Spirit of God. And that brings us to Romans 8:14. If we have a look at that scripture in Romans 8:14... The Word of God says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." See, the Holy Ghost leads the people of God. God has never ceased to lead his people. He's always been leading his people. And as Christians, we have in the New Testament now, the Holy Ghost is here on earth with us. He leads us. And we have the witness of the Spirit in our spirit. He's leading us. If we listen, we can follow in the right way. We need to listen to him. But he definitely is leading his people. And it's up to us to listen and be in agreement and want to be obedient to the Lord. So each member of the body of Christ is to be led by the Spirit of God. It's always our choice. Are we going to follow the leading of the Lord? Are we going to have our ears dull of hearing and not be attentive to what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to us? Now, that's not God's will. It's important for us to understand that the Spirit of the Lord leads the body of Christ. The Spirit of the Lord leads the body of Christ. We need to listen to him and to follow his leading. So let's be in agreement with what the Holy Ghost wants to do. And if we think about that, covered earnestly the best gifts, as I said, he knows which gifts are best suited to each circumstance. So covered earnestly the best gifts, and it starts with, Lord, please use me. I am open. I desire it. Please use me. Please use me to do your will. So he wants us to desire the spiritual gifts. 1 Corinthians 14, verses 1 to 3. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 14, verses 1 to 3. And the scripture says, "Follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that ye may prophesy. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him, howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. But he that prophesieth speaketh not unto men, but he that prophesieth speaketh unto men to edification and exhortation and comfort. So here, this is the purpose of prophecy. It edifies, it exhorts, and it comforts the body. It comforts the body. It edifies and it exhorts. So it builds up, it helps. So firstly, the Lord says in verse 1, desire spiritual gifts. Desire spiritual gifts. But rather that ye may prophesy. So he wants us to prophesy. And if we are open to it, the Holy Ghost will use us. The Holy Ghost will use us. So God wants us to desire his gifts, and they are to be used for the body. And they can also be used. They can also be used for a witness to unbelievers as well. So to prophesy is to edify, exhort, and comfort. So God has given the church gifts, and he wants us to covet them and desire them. Desire them. He's given them to the church. They belong to the church. So he's given us the gifts, and it's the Holy Ghost who he, as we read before, differences of administration, diversities of gifts, differences of operations, the Holy Ghost, that's his responsibility in doing that. But we have to be open to being used by the Holy Ghost. So he knows what is best needed at the time. Praise the Lord. So if we stay in this chapter, 1 Corinthians 14, let's look at verses 39 and 40. And here the scripture says, wherefore, brethren, covet to prophesy, and forbid not to speak with tongues. Let all things be done decently and in order. So does he want his people to prophesy? Yes, covet to prophesy. He's saying that to the brethren. Covet to prophesy. Speaking forth the will of God to exhortation, edification, and comfort. Forbid not to speak with tongues, which is also a gift, praise the Lord. Let all things be done decently and in order. So, see, that's being subject to God and being led by the Holy Ghost, because he won't create disorder. He is a God of order. He's a God of order. Let all things be done decently and in order. So he wants to bless the church. He wants us to desire to be used by God. So we are sensitive to the leading of the Holy Ghost. Covet means to strongly desire, and prophesying is to be coveted. We can covet to prophesy. It's what God wants. Covet, covet. To strongly desire something. Strongly desire it. Because God knows it's to bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to the body. Praise the Lord. Edification, exhortation, and comfort. Have a look at Ephesians 5, 18 and 19. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 18 and 19, the scripture says, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Praise God. What does he say to do for the body? Be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. Mm. Praise God. And do you know that is a gift? To be filled with the Spirit is a gift. The baptism in the Holy Ghost is a gift which God desires for each one of his children. Be filled with the Spirit, not drunk with wine, not drunk with wine, wherein is excess. He says that. But be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. So let the joy come up out of your spirit. Speak to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. When you do that worshipful thing, it is very powerful. Singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. It's a very powerful thing. And that is also a gift given by the Lord, that we can serve God in that way. Praise the Lord. Minister to him in that way is a gift. So here we've got the commandment of the Lord. Be filled with the Spirit. And worship. Worship him out of our spirits. Praise God. So to be filled with the Spirit is a gift. Have a look at Acts 2, verses 38 and 39. The scripture says in Acts 2, 38 and 39, "Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." So he calls the Holy Ghost a gift. The gift of the Holy Ghost, to be filled with the Holy Ghost, is a gift. Praise the Lord. So it is a gift for believers. To be filled with the Holy Ghost is a gift for believers. Praise the Lord. It's something God wants. Be filled with the Spirit, not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. So that is what God wants. That is what God wants. If we go to Luke 11, verse 13, and here the scripture says in Luke 11, 13, "If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him?" So here he's comparing people, humans, giving gifts unto their children. And the scripture says, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? So the Holy Ghost, being filled with the Holy Ghost, is a gift. And being filled with the Holy Ghost enables a believer to be used in the gifts of the Spirit if the believer desires to be used in this way. So be filled with the Spirit, he says. Be filled with the Spirit. If you haven't been filled in the Spirit, you ask him to be filled with the Spirit. If you desire it and ask, he will give it. Praise the Lord. He will give it. He will give it. Be filled with the Spirit. So if you desire it, he will give it. Praise God. So As I said, the gifts of the Spirit are for the church, and the Spirit manifests them as He wills. As He wills. And it is God's will that His people desire their use. So we have to want it. We have to desire it. He wants us to covet earnestly the best gifts. We have to want it. Let's look at Matthew 6:33. Matthew 6:33 shows us that this is really, doing this will keep us on the right track in everything in life. Matthew 6:33, the word says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." So really, God wants us to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Above all else, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and that needs to be our priority. So he wants us to covet God's gifts. We can stir up our desire for them. If we haven't been thinking much about it, we can stir up our desire, covet earnestly. God can use us. We have to want it. We have to want it. If we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, God adds all these things unto us. If we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, that will keep us on the right track in everything in life. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That's what Christ said. So we know that it is God's will for us to covet earnestly the best gifts and to desire spiritual gifts, because that's what the scripture says. And we can stir up our desire, we can stir ourselves up to want it, so that God can use us to profit the body of Christ. To profit the body of Christ. Praise the Lord. Profit the body of Christ. That's what the scripture says they do. To profit with all. Profit with all, the scripture says. If we look at Romans 8, verses 4 to verse 6, Romans 8. Verses 4 to verse 6. The scripture says, "That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace." As Christians, the Lord wants us to be spiritually minded people. And remember, your mind is renewed by the word of God, so you become more spiritually minded as you feed your spirit man with the word of God. To be spiritually minded is life and peace, not carnally minded, which is minding the things of the flesh. But God wants us to be spiritually minded and to keep the things of the Spirit as preeminent in our hearts. Minding the things of the Spirit. Minding the things of the Spirit. That's capital S in verse 5. The things of the Holy Ghost. The things of the Spirit of God. Minding the things of the Spirit. So if we walk after the Spirit, we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. If we mind the things of the Spirit, we will be spiritually minded. We will have life and peace. We will be open to being used by the Spirit, which is God's will. So stirring ourselves up, desiring, wanting to be used by the Lord so that he has an opportunity to use us to minister to the body. Remember, exhortation, edification and comfort and profiting, to be used for to help the body, for the body's benefit, the body of Christ. And stirring ourselves up, if we look at Acts chapter 4, verses 29 to 31, we can do that. Here's an example of asking for the manifestation of God's power. Acts 4, 29 to 31. And this was a prayer prayed. And the scripture says, "And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus." And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. That's desiring to be used of the Lord. That is desiring to see God's power manifested. Here is a prayer, and we can do likewise. We can ask God to be used, as Peter and John and the disciples here in this verse, these verses did. We can stir ourselves up. So God wants us to use this, and he tells us to covet earnestly the best gifts and to desire spiritual gifts. So that's up to us now to stir ourselves up and desire it and ask to be used. Praise the Lord. Reading the Word of God about these things builds up our faith and our knowledge and our understanding. Praise the Lord. Let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, Lord, and we do desire the spiritual gifts. Lord, we do desire the manifestation of the Spirit which is given to every man to profit withal. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Lead us further into this, Lord, and open the eyes of our understanding, Lord, and show us, Lord, lead us into being used of the Spirit of God more and more, Lord, for the profiting of the body. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Amen.